You are listening to The Standard's Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards with Matthew Childs and Cindy Parakill.
Hey, Cindy Parakill.
Hey, Matthew Childs.
Well, shall we have The Standard's Desk of News?
Yep, let's do it.
Yes, this is The Standard's Desk of News, news about standards and standards in the news. And this time we are covering stories from March 2024.
And we start with the ECJ ruling on free access to 4 European standards.
Yes, this is the news that in early March, the European Court of Justice, or ECJ, delivered its judgment in a case concerning public access to 4 harmonised standards under European Regulation 1049, which is about the right of public access to documents. A harmonised standard is a European standard developed by a recognised European standards organisation, CEN, CENLEC or ETSI, following a request from the European Commission to one of these organisations. Around 25% of European standards are developed following these requests, and the resulting standards support public policy in a variety of ways, most commonly to respond to harmonised regulatory requirements across the European single market. The judgment did not call into question that harmonised standards are subject to copyright protection. However, the ECJ did find there is an overriding public interest in the disclosure of harmonised standards under Regulation 1049, and it therefore annulled the European Commission's decision to refuse access to the 4 standards requested, which were concerning EN 71 for toy safety. In a statement, BSI said that the whole CEN and CENLEC community will continue to work closely with the European Commission and all relevant stakeholders involved in European standardisation to make our system fit for the future, to the benefit of our stakeholders and Europe's businesses and citizens. A story, I think, Cindy Parakill, with a lot more to give.
For sure. Looking forward.
Now, a new International Technical Committee on Cultural Heritage Conservation.
Yes, ISO has established its latest technical committee, and it is ISO TC 349 for cultural heritage conservation. The proposal submitted to create the committee makes a key point that the United Nations 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, the SDGs, highlights the need for increased efforts to safeguard world cultural and natural heritages. To that end, standardization serves as a crucial tool for enhancing the effectiveness of cultural heritage conservation efforts. Now, Matthew, we have covered what is meant by technical committees before, but it's worth reminding listeners that an ISO technical committee drives the standardization process for the standards it develops and comprises experts from the national committees. Now, for anyone interested in the work of TC 349, then they should get in touch with their national standards buddy to be part of this particular standards development journey.
Yes, get involved and change the world, this time the cultural one. Actually, you're right, Cindy, we have talked about new technical committees before on the Standards Desk of News. Now, look, I've got the full list in front of me here. So go on, I want you to pick a number, obviously not 349, we've just done that one. Any number from 1 to 348.
Okay, how about 106?
106, 106. Ah, dentistry. Ooh. Everything to do with oral health. Created in 1962. Let me have a look here. It currently has 44 standards under development.
Nice. For a second, I thought you knew this off the top of your head. But you did look.
I am looking live, looking up things on the internet. Okay, give me another one.
How about 264?
264. Oh, fireworks. Ah. Now, do you remember we did an episode on that quite a while ago, didn't we? Yep. Now, this one, have a look, this is a bit younger, this one, created in 2011 and currently has working on 4 standards there.
Nice.
How about that?
Wonderful. Now, let's move on to International Women's Day.
Yes, 8th of March was International Women's Day, a day that has been celebrated since 1910, would you believe? And we thought it'd be worth highlighting the commitment of the standards community to developing gender-responsive standards. Back in 2019, ISO and IEC signed the UNECE Declaration on Gender Responsive Standards and Standards Development, pledging to make the standards they develop and the standards development process they use gender responsive. The UNECE Declaration recognises that women are not currently as well served by standards as men. It encourages standards development organisations of all types to create gender responsive standards and achieve gender balance in their standards development environments. And not only that, there's a new standard on the horizon here too. Currently under development, ISO 53800 provides guidelines for organisations to promote and implement gender equality and women's empowerment. It focuses on overcoming the inequality arising from gender-specific roles and is applicable to all organisations, regardless of their size, location, or field of activity. And finally, BS 3416 to become an international standard.
Yes, and this is very much related to the last news item. The British standard BS 3416, Menstruation, Menstrual Health and Menopause in the Workplace, will now become the international standard ISO 45010, Menstruation, Menstrual Health and Menopause in the Workplace. Since its publication in May 2023, BS 3416 has been instrumental in assisting organizations in supporting employees navigating menstruation, menstrual health, and menopause. And with thousands of downloads in over 80 countries, its impact has been truly global. This new international standard will continue to support organizations around the world to create more inclusive and supportive environments for their employees and ensure they receive the necessary resources and accommodations.
Yes, congratulations to everyone involved in that fantastic development. And in fact, it's worth saying, isn't it, Cindy, that we have covered BS 3416 several times on the podcast before. I was at the formal launch of the standard last year, which was in fact sort of part standard launch, part campaign launch, and part celebration, really. Check it out in the feed.
And it's worth saying, Matthew, that BS 3416 is a free standard too.
It is indeed. Now, in what is becoming a bit of a habit, we have some and finally news. March saw the publication of the fourth episode of the standard show Latino America. Latino America is all you've come to expect from the standard show, but with a special Latin American focus and flavour. And of course, language too. Episodes are in Spanish and Portuguese and are hosted by our colleague Andrea Sandy. This fourth episode, in Spanish, is about water quality and standards in Bolivia. Check it out in the feed. It is very much muy bueno. Now, reminder that you can find links to some of the stories we have featured today in the show notes. The show notes are also where you can find details of our social media and all the other ways to get in touch with us here on The Standard Show. Well, thank you, Cindy Parakil.
Thank you, Matthew Childs.
For March 2024, that's The Standards Desk of News.
You have been listening to The Standards Desk of News from The Standard Show, the podcast that brings you the stories behind the standards.
You just heard a Stripped Media production.